Go ahead.
All right. So wait, we're going to open a meeting. So we're going to open a meeting. It's a minute before six, I guess. But I think we'll be all right. So we're opening the meeting. We've got a few people sitting around here. Everybody's here. I see the sign's not up, but everybody that's here needs to understand by state law we're being recorded. So anything you say is going to be on the record for some amount of time. I don't know how long. But it's recorded. So just so you know. There you go.
Your sign.
We've got our, here's your sign. So we're going to open the meeting. We don't appear to have any additions and deletions, which is good. I have citizens input. And is any of this citizens input? No?
No.
First up, Colleen Brennan for the Lake Eden Association.
Little handout.
Winner, winner.
As fast as I can, so I know you got a big agenda.
Oh,
I
don't
want one. Sure, why not?
Very interesting. Oh, look at that.
You
gave us a bunch of numbers. Look at that.
We'll have another one. All right. We just wanted to meet with you to give you a quick update on everything we've been doing, and I have three other board members from Lake Eden Association with me, Steve Luce, Steve Gill, and Alicia Cioli.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming.
So I won't go through everything in detail because it's a lot, but I thought it would be good just to be able to hand in writing. So the GRETA program's going well. Numbers are sort of trending up in general in terms of numbers of folks they're greeting. We have some concerns of manager burnout for our current GRETA managers, so we're looking at ways maybe that we can distribute some responsibilities maybe to a paid staff member so she doesn't quit on us. But generally speaking, that's all going well. Alicia over here manages that program. We are trending down now. We're just going to be open now Friday through Sundays for the remainder of the season since boat traffic has declined and we're running at a grand height. The Vermont Invasive Patrollers, that's a group of people that sort of patrol the lake for invasives. And specific to Eurasian water milfoil, when they find it, they drop an orange buoy, and then our hand harvesters and dash people know where to go. We have 20 of those people. We have two vacant positions. We just hired a new greeter, VIP manager, and we're hoping that that person is going to just add a little more structure to the program than we've had before, tighten up some loose ends. We anticipate roughly about 190 volunteer hours in that program alone this year. Mitigation efforts, the thing that you're probably most interested in. We did all the non-herbicidal treatments this year again, the dash and the hand harvesting. We removed all the benthic blankets, though, because they were in the areas that were going to be treated with herbicides. So we pulled them out this year so that those areas could be treated. We still have them, so we'll use them going forward as needed. As you know, we did the herbicide treatment on August 26th. We treated basically three areas, the boat launch area, sort of that whole northwest end of the lake, up to about the power lines, the scout camp beach area, and the area out in front of the town beach. You look confused. You have questions?
No.
Okay.
I always look confused.
That all seemed to go well. We're waiting for the results from our post-treatment survey, but visual inspection shows that everything seemed to be dying that was supposed to die, and everything else looked healthy. Going forward, for next year, it looks like we're going to need to do another herbicide treatment because this year we found two more hot spots, as we call them, areas that are very large in dimension as well as dense in growth, and they are both at the southwest end of the lake, one very deep in the cove there and one just before the cove.
So southwest.
The cove you're talking about, what by the restaurant used to be?
No, all the way down.
Further
very,
south.
Very, 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 like the very south end of the lake.
But on the front
on the 100
side.
On the front side.
On the front side,
yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So that, you know, that the lake kind of ends here and then there's a cove.
Yeah, it gets
so
a little shallow
this
there.
Area and then the cove as well.
Where Bill Mace's camp and stuff is in there.
Yeah. Around the loop. There.
Yes. I have these things sort of in the wrong place, but this year we expect, all our bills are not in yet, but we anticipate having spent about $44,000. $31,000 of that would have been on the herbicide treatments. We expect the herbicide treatment for next year probably to be about this, maybe a little bit less, Steve. Do you think Steve now is sort of overseeing, going forward, going to oversee that?
I think we'll end up doing a little bit less area, yeah. So it'll be a little bit less. It's by area.
Yeah, so I think that will be less. But again, everything covered thus far by grants. It was a little bit of a sticky situation with the current administration. We have the grants, we didn't have the grants, we have the grants, we didn't have the grants.
Yep.
Yeah, we got the grants.
Again,
we probably anticipate spending maybe not as many volunteer hours as we've had the last few years. We've had up to 500 or more, just from a little bit of burnout, I think. I think that we're probably still going to have quite a few hours, but probably more like 400 hours in total volunteer efforts. Any questions for the treatment?
You guys are...
The treatment. So they're saying that you got to wash their drinking water till December. Something I read about that. You've got to be cautious.
So in domestic use, so anything for in your house, it was just the 24-hour waiting period.
Okay.
It's, I think that was for just for irrigation, domestic irrigation. So like watering your garden, and just because there are certain plants that can be sensitive to the herbicide, and so they just make a broad sort of let's just lay off for 6 months on any irrigation of gardens or crops or anything like
which,
that.
Which, yes. We're at the end of that year now,
anyway.
I read something about December.
The restriction on drinking water is really only 24 hours, and that's just out of caution.
Yeah.
It's just you need to post, not that they can't use it, it's just to post the notice that it was done, and you need to let people, if you have somebody renting, or you know, in your case at the beach, for up to 6 months, you should let people know that this treatment was done in August. But there was only the restriction for the 24 hours for the water.
So for next year, you're doing it in June. So for next year, going forward, we're going to have to let all of our campers that come in for the whole season know. And
the same thing we did this year.
It's also going to be affecting our shelters and things. We're going to have to probably keep it posted everywhere for next year.
It will be the same process as we did this year.
Well, the difference is, you did it this year at the end of our season. And you're looking at doing it for June, so that means going forward,
keeping the notice posted.
Of letting, you know, especially when we have weekenders coming in and daily people coming in, it's something that we're going to have to look at.
So that stipulation is really sort of a...
It's for, like, farmers,
kind of,
right?
Sort of like a cover your ass kind of thing. We wouldn't want, for example, you to be renting to somebody that says, if I knew you were did treatments 2, 3, 5, 6 months ago, we wouldn't have come, and we want our money back. You know what I mean? It's really for that reason. It's not because of a health concern or a risk concern with using the water at that point. It's really, I'm not sure, Steve, I don't know if you can answer it better,
my concern would be, you know, like, we need to know as soon as possible what the date would be. Because we also have people that put out reservations before that, you know, so we're going to have to contact all those people and let them know that, oh, by the way, the water was treated on this date, you know, in advance. Because I can honestly say that this summer...
Yeah, they do it later.
But it's 24 hours.
It can be done later in the fall where...
But if we have to let everybody know because we're trying to cover our asses, that means that we're going to have to let everybody know, that's already...
But you can
drink. I would say in whatever response you normally would follow up with an inquiry, that should then going forward be part of your response. FYI, another herbicide treatment is going to take place. The reason we are choosing to do it earlier in the season this year is basically from a lot of feedback from everybody that they want it done prior to the busy time on the lake.
In July and August,
Right, and we had it earlier, and we're trying to avoid the swim situation like we ran into this year. So it really is, you know, June and July and early part of August are the ideal months. It can't be done in the fall because it can only be done June 1st through the end of August,
basically, right?
It will not be effective on the outside of those dates because either the plant has not started to grow yet or the plant is already dying back for the winter. so it won't absorb.
Because it basically works by interfering with the growth, and so it has to be in growth phase.
So just to be clear.
End of August, it's kind of at the edge of that.
Right. If you put the stuff in this in my water, 24 hours from now I can drink it, it's fine.
Yes.
That's what I heard, right?
Yes.
True?
That's correct.
True.
So it's a 24-hour notice for swimming.
But let me just say this. I don't think anybody should be drinking lake water.
And no, probably not.
But. You know, for many reasons other than this. Side.
But the 6 month thing is because it might kill your heirloom tomato or something.
Maybe it's not even 6 months for the irrigation. I think it's not that much.
No, I think it's notification. For so irrigation, it's really a week.
You're right. So it's only a week for the irrigation. So really that 6 months, again, is just we want people, and it's not us, this is the state.
Yes.
Saying
over.
We just want people to know it was done, and we want them to know for this amount of period.
Right.
It's more of their right to know that you did it.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's less about the actual, if there's no, at this point in time, there's no danger in.
No, 24 hours is
it's
what
all
the health department, the EPA, the Vermont Health Department, every health department in every state in the country, those are the guidelines.
Yeah, and the science behind the 24 hours is really not that the chemical in its diluted form as you ultimately end up in the lake is a problem. It's not. You could drink it. But it takes a little bit of time for it to disseminate,
to disperse.
There's concentrated spots as they first put it in, then it disseminates out. Once it hits that dilution, it's actually quite safe. Yeah. So they want a few hours to let that happen.
And it breaks down. I mean, the half-life is very short. So they really say within a few hours.
It's probably safer than
if you were to ask the company, would say within a few hours. It's in an abundance of caution that the state of Vermont
can't blame them.
24 hours.
No, it's fair.
Cool. So then this next thing is watershed management. That's a Danforth thing, right?
Yes. We did that with Peter Danforth back in 2019. We were the first lake area to do that in the state. And so there were five main projects that were identified as contributing to sediment loading and nutrient loading the lake. We have accomplished three of those five. The town, even you guys did the Griggs Road one, right? Didn't you?
They did the one by Dave Peatman's. We just.
Oh, okay.
We did.
All right,
we upgraded all our culverts up to there.
But that was sort of part of all that and helped too.
Yeah.
So we accomplished basically three of the five priority projects. The fourth one is just awaiting funding right now. We're just looking for some grants, and that's on Backshore Drive where they have a ton of washout. There was a picture of a guy when they went to look at it. Did you see that picture? He's in the gully where, he's in the gully and the road is here. So that road's a mess. If anybody goes down there, So they've gotten buy-in for the residents. They have all the engineered plans are all approved by the state. We're just waiting for funding to do that. And that's going to be a series of a couple culverts that they're going to do on that road. The last project that is really a big one we'd like to get buy-in to is for Lakeshore Drive, which I know is one in your side too, Ricky.
We're gonna deal with that. Lakeshore Drive is gonna get taken care of as far as the right of way issues and stuff out there. People aren't gonna be happy, but we got people coming to us and wanting the brush cut, but people don't want their brush cut on their land. But it is the right of way, and we can't even drive our equipment out through there. They put fences up where we can't get around there. It's a town right of way, and it's time for us to take back our right of way.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I mean they've put concrete walls in our roadway,
which right now would be against state guidelines because of shoreline protection.
You can't add those now.
No. So it's two issues. Your issues are a little different than our concerns, but that is a big concern.
Yeah.
And of course road maintenance is very important to us to prevent runoff and stuff. But we're trying to get people to maybe correct some erosion issues on their own property and the road. And then as well as maybe do some additional shoreline plantings because the road ends and the lake starts. And that was the number one issue in the watershed management plan for the lake that was contributing the most heavily in terms of nutrient and sediment loading. It's been difficult because it's all private, homeowners on there. Some just, don't want to do anything. We have most, you know, they're just like, thank you, but no, bye. And but we do have one person that is on board to do some things on his property, so we're moving forward with that, and we're hoping that that will be sort of a model to show people you can do some plantings and still have plenty of access to the water. So you're helping the lake, plus you're not really you don't need 100 feet, you know, or I probably don't have that much really, maybe 25 or feet or so to get into the water, you know. And so we're looking at some other options of building up some things on the other side of the road, sort of in the water with some aquatic plants and things that will help catch some of the nutrient.
He talked about filling out the shoreline a little further to make some of that planting work. When I talked with Peter, we met up there to the Eden Recreation and went over some planting. They planted some trees and stuff up there.
Yes. So we're continuing to tick away at those little things. You know, we started with the low-hanging fruit first. That's always easiest. okay, lastly, on the same realm, we do some other shoreline restoration projects as part of another grant that we have, not with the town, where they're working on smaller projects along different people's property lines, again, to reduce nutrient sediment loading. Last year, they did a big project on the Lydia's property. They have a kind of a big outcrop of land. We did, as you just mentioned, at the town beach this year, did some plantings, and Perry Thomas is working with two or three other property owners that have agreed to, you know, make some changes to their property to make them more lake healthy. continuing with that same theme, I'm not sure if you were aware, but we participate in the LakeWise program, which is a state-run program that promotes lake healthy land practices like we've been talking about. And if people have what's considered a lake-wise property, they get an award from the state. And the goal is to get, you know, like 15%, obviously more, of the lake properties involved. But then we get like the gold award. It's nothing really more than bragging rights. But it just shows that the lake properties owners are making efforts, you know, to keep the lake healthy. We only have 6 awards right now, but 2 years ago we only had 3. So we've doubled.
There you go.
So, and we have 15 people this year that signed up to have LakeWise visits, so that's very promising. Last few things, just want to know, some of the community outreach stuff we do. We had many different presentations out in the community this year. One, we presented to South Pond Association. I was asked to speak at the Federation of Vermont Lakes and Ponds annual meeting this year, all about our mostly focused on a lot of our mitigation efforts and our volunteerism and that type of thing.
did they talk about South Pond, about what's going on with their dam and everything up there?
At that meeting? Yes. Ricky, I don't know if I could, you know, I wasn't necessarily paying close attention because it didn't pertain to me. I know they're having a lot of struggles. Money is the huge issue. There doesn't seem to be a lot of lakes are having this issue now. There's not funding for private dams, and their dam is on a private property, and there aren't grant opportunities for private properties. So that's a real struggle. They don't want to deed it over. A lot of people are hesitant to maybe deed that property over to the state because they're afraid, and which is probably true, that the state will then open up public boat launch. And they don't
bring
want
them in
that.
By helicopter.
Yeah, so they don't want that, and they're very, very afraid of milfoil right now, which is part of why I spoke to them. And so they feel that would just open up them to a much greater risk of invasives. So like many, many lakes, they're just trying to work through that. But I want to say it's, you know, their dam isn't failing either.
Not even close.
Right. So it's that law that went into effect right after all the flooding where a lot of these lakes are having to get all these very expensive, like $1 million repairs on their dams when they're not failing. They're just not now meeting the brand new criteria.
Because of the permitting, my understanding is because they all got to be re-permitted coming up through with, and now they have to, they meet the old regulations, but they put a bunch of new regulations from the natural resources.
Right. So and they're not, and like nobody's meeting them.
Yeah.
And nobody has millions of dollars to breaching their dams.
Yeah.
So this is a statewide issue. It's a major issue throughout the state.
This all started because of re-permitting, because their permits had ran out and they need to put new permits in place.
But it has to do with a lot of the flood control, because of, there's a lot of pressure because of all the flooding that's gone on too.
Yeah.
You know, and so they're having to meet like, not even these, you know, every 20 year plus, like these every 200 year flood events is what they're having to have a dam prepared to meet. So,
well, it seems like that dam did pretty well in the last one. So, there you go.
Well, like Lake Eden and South Pond, their dams are help regulate the gully on down through by having those dams there.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some argument to be said that we're so high in the watershed here. Right?
Yes. For sure.
You've got a range of mountains right around here,
right,
and all the water on the other side of them goes the other way.
Yeah.
So we're right at the top of the watershed.
Right.
So for those dams to see enough flow and pressure to cause any kind of problem, is if there's that much water, then they're going to be the least of your worries. Right. That's just my opinion. And I think there's some argument for these people to go back to the state and say, hey, look, South Pond drains Rush Pond, and it's small.
Lawyers.
That's it.
I mean, they have lawyers.
You know, come on, use some common sense here. There's no watershed. There's no big, huge drainage area above that pond.
Right.
There seems to be no gray area.
Of course not. Don't get me started on the sea.
I'm sorry I started something.
Okay.
I'm just glad we don't have that issue.
Yes, exactly.
It's a major.
I'm trying to get all the information from... I grew up here, so I want to know how these, the Lake Eden and South Pond are doing with some of the regulations.
How it's going to impact us.
Yeah, I have been talking to South Pond, and we decided we should kind of team up a little bit, and like maybe next year South Pond comes, and this is a South Pond Lake Eden update.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, moving on. Other presentations we've done in the community recently at the town beach, we had a watershed manager from Peter Danforth met, and, you know, went through and talked to us all about, again, how to make properties more lake healthy and, you know, that type of thing. and as you all know, Vinny presented last year on the lake for the Lake Eden Association at the town meeting. So, you know, we've been doing that the last 2 years, trying to keep everybody in the community sort of up to date. In addition, the last 2 years, we've done programming at the elementary school on, you know, everything, what it takes to kind of respect your lake and live in harmony with the lake, and everything you do on your property affects the lake. We've done poster contests, lake contests there, and we give a prize to the winner at each grade level. So we've done that the last couple of years. We did a big family celebration at the town rec area this, like last month, I think it was last month, I don't know. We had a lot of hands-on activities to learn all about lake health and stewardship. We had a band. We had an ice cream, free ice cream.
And I missed it.
Well, the kids really seemed, it was really nice to see the kids interacting and really interested in learning, and families were there. We had a lot of campers say, you're going to do this every year? This is great. So, you know, this was all kind of sponsored by a grant, but we might try to, you know, we might not be able to afford to buy everybody ice cream and have a band again, but we might be able to do something.
Cool.
And then Perry is part of that grant, too, that's been funding a lot of this. Did a few different events in the spring, a wildflower walk, a snowshoe walk in the winter, a lake paddle this summer, all aimed at sort of teaching about lake ecology and stewardship of the lake and the whole ecosystem and all of that. So that's it in a nutshell.
Nice. Thank you. I like this part where you're giving us some data on the, you know, how many boats you looked at, how many boats you decontaminated, because you obviously found something.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah, and that's only as of mid-September, because we still run through October.
That's awesome.
But,
was that the vessels leaving that were that, or they came in, had to be decontaminated?
I don't know if it specifies.
It's
probably both directions.
Well, I didn't know if it got the milfoil on and they decontaminated it before it went out, or when it came in, it had milfoil on it.
Is that something you'd like to know? Because we can probably...
Well, it'd be interesting to know if we still have both bringing milfoil in. I mean, you're trying to take care of the issue.
You're trying to kill it.
A lot of times, it's on the way out because it's getting caught up in the...
How did the... I don't want to derail too much about that, but how did that dredging of that when they went up there and dredged all that right around.
I think it's good, right? I mean,
I know it makes the water deeper, but what'd that do to your milfoil situation?
Oh,
did
well,
it stir it all
stir
up?
Stir it up and spread it. But we did the treatment after that. Which
okay, gotcha.
I don't know if it was better to do it. We didn't have a choice in the timing.
Yeah,
of it.
I know.
We've been
state
3 years trying to get the state out here to do it, and this was already, you know, they already put us off. This was like the third rescheduling of it. So, yeah, it wouldn't have been great, but we treated that area. Yes, of course, fragments would have gone loose and floated to other parts
wherever
of the lake. It's just, it is what it is. Yeah. But we are very hopeful that next year, when we treat these other two big areas, that assuming that next year, these areas we treated this year are going to look good next year, then we'll treat those areas at the start of the season, and those would be like our biggest concerns, and we hope that after that, we're just now needing to use primarily our hand harvesters to get, you know, a couple plants here, a couple plants there.
And at some point, you reach that.
Yeah. Steve and Steve actually are two of our hand harvest divers that dive and do all that too. So.
And at some point, you hope you fall off that cliff or you just stop seeing it. Right, at some point.
Yes,
just
at least just a plant
sustain
popping
anymore.
Up here and there
yeah.
that we can get, not these huge amounts. Because, as you know, the reason we did the herbicide treatment, part of the reason, is that boat launch area that was not accessible with non-herbicidal treatment.
Yeah, it's just a
we couldn't get in there with dash because it was too shallow. Okay.
I just wondered.
The blankets. Yeah.
Wondered how that, all that dredging, what that did for you.
Yeah,
they tried to contain it, I saw.
I mean, the amount of area they were dredging is not that large.
Yeah, they had some booms around it and stuff.
Probably wasn't too bad.
Still working.
Hopefully it actually helps with getting boats in and out. I'll find out in another couple of weeks.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the information.
Thank you.
Thank you for the work. That's awesome.
Thank you for your support.
All right. So we're at, what, beach update. Is that what we want to do next?
Oh, we want to do other stuff since Eric is here?
Want to do
that?
I'm
here.
Where are you?
Where are you?
Hold on your chair.
Where are you?
He's beach
I'm
other.
I'm
beach other.
I'm just with Pam over here. At
beach other, okay.
And I'm in a situation where I have rented my house until morning of the 11th at 11 a.m. I have to go in and clean, get it ready, and then attempt to start moving my stuff from the camper over to my home. And I'm hoping, weather permitting, it goes smooth, and I'm able to get out of it, everything out of there and out of by the 12th. But I'm thinking it's just a big push for me to do it in less than 24 hours.
Well, we talked about the 12th, but typically it's the 15th, right? That's the
typically
hard stop.
It's the first.
That's what
first,
I want.
Typical is the first of October.
Oh, first, okay.
Weather permitting, we allow it till the 15th.
Till the 15th.
They wanted to shut the water down on the 12th, which is
fine.
Which is the 13th.
So we can do our walkthrough. And
do our walkthrough that Tuesday.
In the lottery.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that a couple meetings ago.
It's 5 o'clock.
No, I understand. I didn't realize it last summer. I was under the pretense that it was going to be the 15th of October, and then I was told that we have to leave out by the 1st, which I actually told a potential guest that was trying to make an inquiry for a two-week stay, which was $3,200, that I declined because I couldn't rent because I was thinking I had to move out by the 1st, and then I found out I didn't have to actually be out by the 15th after I declined $3,200 worth of income.
Theoretically, could have. It's weather permitting.
Weather permitting. Could have been the first.
The key word, the first, and we've kind of let it go because the weather has been getting so it's nuts. But the key word is the first. And
yeah, it's been snow. We've
when
seen
it's
snow on
be
the first.
Into there, but it's the first, and the 15th is the deadline, wherever that lies.
Yeah.
Usually we try to figure if it comes out on a thing, but then we've got so many other things going on. We had set the 12th so that we could, he's shutting the water down so we can get in there to do the.
So the water goes off on the 10th, right, or the 11th?
13th.
You know, 13th. I'll be all unhooked, all prepped, ready to go. Just a little bit of leeway just to get hooked up and deliver it. I mean, as it is, the field days doesn't allow you to move your camper over there till the 18th.
So you're all packed up and the camper just might be sitting there for an extra day.
Just for a day or two.
John scheduled for when?
Monday, 13th.
The 13th. I'm fine with the 15th. He's out of there as long as he's not living there. He's in there on the 12th.
Be there after the 12th.
Yeah, after the 12th, the water shut off. But then the 11th, he's got to be out of there. Yeah. The thing, yeah,
just can't be staying.
Like I said,
it's not a problem.
It'd be after the 12th, after the 13th. When they shut the water down, the water shut down for that day. If the weather permitted, if he needed to keep his camper there until the 15th, I'm fine. But the 15th, in the afternoon, it's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, that's working.
I'm happy with that end of there.
Yeah, that's plenty of time.
Yeah,
just for an extra
and you're in a
night.
Spot where you can get
an
it.
Extra
for
night.
Some reason we get one of them nasty weather situations.
Yeah,
in
you're
there. You'll be able to get out.
Be able to get
as
out.
As you can see, we're starting to get freezing weather at night. So, like the other morning, we're 29 degrees.
Some of us are old enough to remember a foot of snow on the 15th of October.
I've been here all my life.
Yeah, we don't want to get.
The 15th is non-negotiable. Just
yeah,
so you
that's
know.
Like.
That's
I should, you know, if it's great and everything lines up, I might have it out of there by the 12th.
As long as we're going to take it, I'm taking
understood.
Your word that
thank you for
listed to us to the 15th.
Well,
that's all.
And to be,
it's 15th.
It's better to come and let us know than it is to. Have us show up on the 13th and go, well,
I'm sure Ricky would forget.
Whose camper is that?
15th, we'll have a wrecker up there.
Good, I'll tell you where to pull it.
Start.
I could use the help, you know, it's only me, right? You guys can show up and help anytime you want, and I could use all the help I can get.
All right, so it sounds like we've come to
the 12th. You won't be staying there. That may stay there until the 15th, but you'll get
I'll be spending that.
Okay, that's it. That's fine.
12th at my house.
Yeah.
Be moving.
Seeing how the water's already scheduled for the 12th, so when they shut the water for the 13th, so.
Now, you say the water's going to be shut off the 12th. That's happening on the 12th?
The 13th.
It's happening 13th. On the 13th.
That's why we're asking everybody to be out by the 12th.
Have it winterized the 11th or the 12th.
So you'll be.
Everything by the
you'll be unhooked from the water system.
Yep,
that's
all.
That's all.
I'll be done.
If you need to.
Perfect. Thank you.
If you stay in the camper on the 13th or the 14th, you just have to fill your tank up with water so that you got water in the camper.
It's going
to
be all closed up, buttoned up. The slide outs are going to be in.
It's just the logistics of getting a truck up there and getting it towed.
Pots and pans and
got it.
Just shit.
All right. Well, it's appreciated letting us know.
No problem.
You know, all we don't want to show up.
I knew you guys would be
All right, so that's you.
Yeah, I'm not asking the world.
No, you can't stay till Daniel.
Okay.
Ricky will come help me out.
Ricky, he'll come
up. You might not want to pull
it
up.
Huh?
He might not be done to pull it over
the road. You may be up there to load it. Putting the dogs out in there, but. All right.
All right. Well,
thank you.
Thanks again for letting us know. Yep. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you too. Good luck.
So we'll go back to A, review contracts.
Yeah.
Well, there's just been some inconsistencies the last couple of years, so I want you guys to read it and make sure that that's what you wanted it to say.
I thought we got it all squared away last time we went.
The two were not the same with a couple of things.
Really?
So they're not exactly the same now because the manager one has a little more responsibility on it. But the stuff that is the same, the wording is all matched.
All your highlighted dates and things. These things that are highlighted are...
Those are just dates.
But those are the things you made the same.
The only thing was the more... this one's not quite as restricted.
Right.
Less restricted.
Well, because ideally your assistant is only supposed to work a day or two.
They're sharing, finally clear on there, they're sharing the same lot. We've got that into there on this line in here because this kind of was one of the things that weren't because there was only one lot was on one person in there. So it shared the lot in there. The dates appeared to be pretty much the same on when it was the dates of October and then until the May 15th.
Yeah, none of
that. May and the 15th was on the dates in there on both of them.
May 1st, you mean?
May 1st for the manager, May 15th for the assistant.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much the same was in there is that you decide who you want to go. They have the $2,000 in there. I didn't see much different in this, the two of them there is, but a little bit different because of the responsibility here, and not as much, but it's a responsibility of this person to be responsible for this person.
Right.
So, and the figures were the same in there. And there's,
yep.
I didn't see anything. I don't know if you guys did. I didn't see anything. Nope. I looked it over and what I see in there. Anything different, any Pam, that you know?
I didn't give her one.
Okay. You'll like
there's not really anything changed.
Yeah.
It's just
like, okay, so all right. So those are what were used, I guess. And then we got the next thing is lottery packet and pricing.
I just wanted to verify the pricing before we send out the lottery packets for the fall lottery.
And is that something you just put together, or is that?
Yeah. Well, that it's the same thing. The only thing that was changed was the dates.
Did you have that in your bag?
No, I didn't put it in.
Not the pricing change.
But
yeah, we talked about all the pricing earlier in the different meeting.
Well, you guys kept mentioning.
We talked about a lot of shit, and I have to store that, so all the stuff at work.
The only thing, if you're going to talk about the pricing part of it, as far as changing or not changing, would be with this internet stuff. I don't want another thing come through like we did last. This year, where all of a sudden we want to spend thousands of dollars on internet connections and stuff like that. Internet is not included in their package. If they want high-speed internet, if you're not happy with what we offer them up there, they're going to have to pay the difference.
But do you want to offer them anything if they're not paying? Because you could potentially get better service for people who are willing to pay if you cut some of them off.
You're going to have to help me with what you just said.
Do you want to offer any free internet to the campers?
Or do you want them to pay for it?
Or do you want to block it off, and then people who are willing to pay a little bit probably will get better service because it's not bogged down by all
the
stuff going on.
That's a deal right there. You want to get your upgrade in there, you pay for it. If you don't want to get
topic of conversation at the lottery meeting.
I think we should clarify before then, because if they're getting no internet, I think we need to tell them.
Just to be clear, we went through the way I remember it. You guys correct me.
And you guys kept bringing up pricing, so Melissa and I did calculate everything for the year that was used at the beach.
Oh, okay. For the, like a...
Yeah. All the utilities.
All the utilities. Yep.
$13,500 for all the utilities.
Yes.
That's not awful.
So
considering you got 18 campers on it, so it's about $1,000 a camper, or no, $700 a camper for the season.
And that's just utilities. Does it include like the time, all the mowing and all?
No, that's just electric bill.
That's just utilities.
So when we went through this whole internet thing, just to be clear, I want to make sure I remember it right, so that if I don't, speak up. We got a bid, about $3,500 or something, whatever the number was. Mm-hmm. We got a bid that was, in my opinion, for what they were going to do, was a reasonable number, fair number. Mm-hmm. So the board passed it to the campers and said, hey, campers, this is what it's going to look like. Each one of you will have... you know, TV watchable high-speed internet at your camper. There was no, it wasn't a shared connection like somebody implied from up there. It's going to be, they would have plenty of speed if they paid, I think, $40 or $30 a month or some number.
Whatever it was. Yeah.
And we only got one or two that said, oh, I'll do that. And the rest of them were like, oh, I'm not willing to pay that for the high-speed. Right?
Right.
And then right here,
so that's
like just, what, $175 a month just for this office? Yeah.
The whole reason we upgraded was because they said they were willing to pay if we upgraded.
Yeah.
The only reason we looked into it was we had some people.
That's why we switched to
Consolidated.
We gave them the offer of $40 to $50 per month.
Yes.
For the connection.
Right. And we didn't get a lot of sign up, a lot of acceptance on
four
it.
I think were positive in one or two.
No, it was less than four
because they were, you know, they were figuring out that it was $520 to $750 that the seasonals would be paying if they each paid $40 or $50.
Yeah, they gotta understand we're trying to pay off a $3,500 upgrade and then the maintenance over time for that upgrade.
Don't give them anything, maybe they won't come back.
So, Well, aren't you friendly this evening? So as far as I'm concerned,
see where he gets it from.
North being quiet.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, I would just say, hey, the internet is what it is. And if you sign on to it and you've got some service, that's fine. And if you don't, that's fine too, as long as they don't impact the service you guys need in the office to run your show. If they all want to hang off that one stupid antenna that we got up there.
Honestly, since we had that meeting, nobody has asked me to reset the box. I have had no complaints about the internet.
Well, right, but you.
Well,
so there you go.
The thing is, everywhere you go, everybody thinks things are free, but things aren't free.
It costs
somebody money, so, and the people that are accessing that service up there should be the ones paying for it, not the taxpayers in this town.
Right, so if they think, I get the impression when you said $700 that they were thinking, oh, we're going to be sharing $150 high-speed connection. Well, it's a fiber connection. It's high-speed. They would have every camper that signed up for that for $40 a month would have the same kind of connection they have at their house for $100-something a month. They aren't going to see lags. They're not going to see blinkies. They're not going to see any of that shit because that was going to be fixed. That's what the $3,000-$4,000, whatever it was going to take care of. So for them to say, oh, well, we're paying too much, fine. Leave it as it is. If somebody comes down and says, hey, I'd like to get on the Wi-Fi, okay, I'll come up and I will help you. We will reset the password once a month. And then they'll come and ask for the password when they can't get on. The ones that need it and the ones that don't need to be on. I mean, as simple as that. We'll just reset the password once a month, rotate it. I know the password was Eden Beach 2019 or something forever. Some 5-year-old password, you know, because 4th of July I was up there and it's, what's the password over there? Oh, it's 5-year-old password that my daughter still had from some other trip or something.
Now I'm like, share it with the whole town.
We probably should. Yeah, it's not.
We changed it this year.
We changed it. As soon as we changed it, the people that didn't care.
Whatever happened to the idea of camping?
Yeah, right. Don't get us going.
Well, I did.
So anyway, I think I would leave it as it is, and if somebody asks for the password, let them on it, and if they don't ask, don't.
I added to the campsite agreement that they will be signing that includes electricity, whatever. I did not include internet.
Yes, perfect.
We'll have trash, whatever. I put it right on there.
They can set their thermostat from their phone
and
into their camper?
They get messages on their phone if their camper reaches a certain temperature.
Well,
they'll get a text message so they can.
So in the future, if we start to see that the electricity bills are too high, then you've got to go down and
I think they always have been. That's been a bane in.
Well, it's always been. If you look back, it probably was.
When they got each got.
Two
they
AC.
Don't have. Yeah, two ACs going and exactly. They leave them going all day when nobody's there.
And the extra refrigerator's outside.
Yeah.
There's only supposed to be one.
Yeah, there's only supposed to be one. Per your guys'.
One refrigerator,
one
AC.
One refrigerator outside, that's it.
So they can add the refrigerator inside plus outside?
Yeah.
Well, anyway. So. If as the future rolls on, we start to see that bill become more and more burdensome, then you got to talk about meters at the campsites, and you lower the
rate.
Subscription rate to stay there, and they pay their own electricity, and then they might not set the
you.
But that's a, you know, that's an upgrade, that's a cost. It's gonna.
So
you got to look at what's it gonna. This has to get high enough to pay for that upgrade, right? That's just.
It's sad to say, but. That's going to be run as a business up there.
Well,
the people who are using the services are the ones that should be.
It's at least minimum got to break even, right? Absolute. We can't spend taxpayers' money to subsidize the beach. If we start to get into that situation where we're having to spend property taxpayers' money, then the campers. Go away, and it's just a day use for the town residents and whoever staggers up there, and that's it. So, I mean, that's where the future looks, right?
Yep.
So we just need to we'll keep after it, keep paying attention to it as the years go by here.
So what did they do? They just, it's all included now? We don't, they just...
It's all included. Electricity's included, one price.
Whatever they pay, the $2,600 for the thing, that's all part of their family package?
Yes.
Except for internet. Internet's not part of it.
Internet's not part of it. Now, so if they want to log on the Wi-Fi, like I said, so be it. But
they log on the Wi-Fi for free.
Right. Yeah, but if it's too slow, too bad. Yeah, no, I don't want to hear
just
about
saying,
it.
So that's on there. Now, that don't start to, forgive me on this because I don't know in here, but as soon as everybody starts getting onto it into here, it doesn't start slowing
down. No, the Wi-Fi will... The Wi-Fi will choke it so bad that the wired connections in the offices won't have a problem. The wired connections will be fine.
Okay.
The Wi-Fi is what gets choked. Okay. Too many channels over the air.
Well, I just want to make sure that we're not giving it out to here.
No.
And then the business
the other thing,
is choking.
Or you get one camper comes down and gets the password. Next thing you know,
everybody's.
Well, didn't we have the
I'll pay for it this month. You
didn't we have the guy shut off the automatic log on to the phones or something? He did something for us that really helped.
Yes.
Everybody that wanders in there with a phone don't get an automatic hookup anymore, and that helps a lot.
Well, the cell phone.
Yeah, because that's what really bogs it. Yeah. Everybody gets.
Again, you're at the beach. Why do you need your cell phone?
But that's if you go there with your cell phone and it automatically logs on. You're not using the internet because you haven't typed in the little password, but it's still taking up signal.
See, if you lived on one of
so we shut
that
off.
That down at Rick's, you can use that because you don't have cell service over there.
That's right.
So it don't affect you.
Anyways.
And you want to go someplace else, you go over to Belvedere, there's none at all.
None at all.
Yeah.
So anyways, I think we got...
Okay, yeah.
Just
this beat
deal.
That dog to death, have we?
Beat that dog to death, I think, boys.
Okay.
So I think this looks...
That looks okay? You're okay with the price? 26?
How much are you taking out of that? None? Okay.
So it went to 26.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, we all.
That's what we went to last year.
That's what we went to last year.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay.
So
deal.
Electric rates are going up. Remember that.
They've been going up.
They go up every time I get a bill.
I was going to say.
They get a little bit more, a little bit more.
I don't know. If I don't get a bill, it don't go up every month. Spring? I don't know.
Huh?
Is that accounted in that 2600 if you're leaving it at the same?
No, we raised it already.
Gotcha.
In July, right?
Yeah,
we went
in July, we raised it already.
Didn't rate, wasn't that included in there?
Yeah,
last fall,
we raised it up because of the power and because of a couple of some other stuff, insurances and things that we have to pay. We try to keep an eye on it best we can. Okay, so now it's your turn.
Glenn,
you want to go first, Norm, so we get you out of here? Down the highway department, I believe. So we're going to skip down. Norm.
Pam's not done yet.
Oh, okay, sorry. Right.
We said that the equipment was not going to be going until spring.
Yeah.
Correct?
That's what you and I talked about.
Normally we send it in the spring. It'd be all fully serviced. You clean it up and grease it before you put it away.
Okay.
And in the spring, we'll go get it serviced, and then it'll be all set to go when you...
Okay, stabilizer and all the equipment.
Yeah, stabilize it. And it
hose out the... Do your hose in.
Lawnmowers.
Wash it all up good.
Clean it and scrub it out, yep, so there's no stuff underneath
it. Stabilizer and grease. Okay.
Did you use the other tractor much this summer?
We did. We used both of them. The new one has 96 hours on it from just mowing.
Yeah.
And... The other one, I didn't keep track of it.
Yeah, no, but you had been using them both, so good. That worked out
really well
for what you needed it for. Perfect.
Do you want the old one serviced?
Well, if they're using it, I think if you're using
it. The old one, all I did change the oil at the shop there last year.
Yeah.
And we just changed the oil in both of them in August. We took care of
I didn't figure they wanted to put a lot of money into it. We just went through and changed the oil.
Well, I think that's fine. Just change the oil, but keep it up if they're using
it. Yeah,
keep it running long enough to buy it. Sure, why not?
It saves on the other one. That's all.
Saves time on the other one. Obviously, they only got 96 hours on the new one. So.
Yeah, no, we really worked them both really good. And
great.
They're in good condition. The only thing that we will need to be repaired is the weed whacker, the head of it.
Is that something you can do?
I think so. I think we can just get a new
head
for it, and it's not that much. Is it steel?
No, they're plastic.
No, it's STIHL.
Yeah, so you can get it right in more so.
Get it at Leo's,
that's
sure.
That's
yeah. Yeah.
That, but everything, all the other equipment's running well. We'll get it all washed and taken care of and put away. But we did change, like I said, the oil and the filters, and we run the gas down pretty well because I didn't want it having full tanks and having possibilities, so we'll put the stabilizer and everything in it.
Cool.
Perfect. All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so now we're going to skip over. We're going to skip over down to Highway, which is 10A, Highway Bid, I believe.
Yeah, well, that's you, this is all there's another bid that came in.
This is campground stuff. Mm. And we skipped ahead, so now I got to pile way down in my packet.
Yeah, just that one piece of paper.
Just that one.
That was all that we got emailed for, and that was for the North Road payment.
Well, it's
158. I can pull out
this
bid
is the price.
The last time too.
That's what his price was.
Yeah. I don't see any disclaimers about.
Here's Pike's bid from the
other day. Oh, there you go.
That is from McDonald's.
This is a white one.
This one doesn't clarify very much.
No, it's in its pleasant.
Yeah,
I'm good. How about you?
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Yeah.
Well, the paper is from a different company.
I know.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
J. McDonald.
It's from J. A.
ST Paving, I think.
ST. And what, that just kind of showed up?
Like,
he did come up, but he didn't get his price in before the meeting.
Oh, okay.
He came up, and then we went up through, and we went off the marks that were in the roadway for the measuring. And
I figured I would just show it to you guys, because it showed up in the email like 2 days after.
So then, just refer, we were bringing this back up, so we were gonna, you were going to hold that or whatever in there. We were going to look, because we were going to try to do this. Just some of the shimming this year, and then the rest. In the,
yeah, I don't.
Where did we leave that?
We're looking to reclaim the two sections.
Yeah.
We've got two culverts we need to change before we do with this. He's going to do it before October 20th. You're looking somewhere around there.
Yes.
Okay, so we are now going to try to do it. You're going to be able to get to the culverts then?
Yeah. We're pretty near done. I don't know, this is off on the thing.
Yeah, no, but
Griggs Road, we're pretty near done on that one up there. Then we're going to go from there up there to start changing those. Those are two small culverts. Those aren't too bad. Probably, say, 3 days we could do it. I don't know if that culvert, the third culvert, needs to be changed now or not.
Well, no, last 2 weeks ago we were hinging on where you were going to be, because if we had time. And
I'm going to make time, because we have the money in there for our paving, and I'd like to use some of the paving. That road's starting to get real bad up there. So I'd like to get the base down, so then everything has a chance to settle, so next spring they can, whoever's in here can go do the rest of it with the grant.
Yeah.
But.
It does.
Anyway, so that's.
What do you think we feel like in here?
So it sounds like we got a plan.
So you're grinding and reclaiming
everybody's
and putting it back down, and then you'll back up just one thin one coat.
He's gonna short that.
One coat this year, and then we.
Next year you top coat. So the price I gave you just for this year's work.
Just for this year's work.
That's what I'm saying. So next
we
year
have we have a grant.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And I have a
this here, I'm not sure if you want to do it. We'll pay for it out of our paving fund. I'm not exactly sure of the full dollar. We had 220, and then we put 60 in July.
I don't think we moved it yet, but yes.
So you're around 280.
Yeah.
As I say, I gave you the paper for
that. Yeah. So then, and then if we had time, there's one section of Jones's Hill down through there.
Yeah.
Maybe shim that and pave that.
Yeah.
But we didn't think we had that kind of money left in there last year, remember? Melissa, we didn't think we had that money.
So this is So this North Road thing is grant work. He's going to schedule it on October 20th or before that.
We're going to pay for it out of our paving fund this year.
Yeah.
Next year, your grant, should be able to go up there and do
the top coat
a good year.
Got it.
Do your coal planing and a good share of what you need to pave on North Road to get that up to decent.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
We're going to go with a smaller figure out to do the down on the Duso and the Duso.
We haven't talked to anybody about that, have we?
No, well, I didn't know.
If they're here and we have time, we get it ready.
That's
what
I was asking, if it's going to be maybe more, you know, cost effective
here,
or whatever. They're already here. Maybe you'll be able to look at that and give us a decent deal on that. Instead of having to look for a smaller contractor to do it.
If you're going to do the prep.
I'm just asking. I mean, I don't know if it's
do
a...
Do so wrong. That's
just the apron there.
Yeah.
We're going to do that intersection there.
Yeah.
Because we were thinking it might be cheaper, you know, because you weren't
here. If you're
already
here. Maybe it
would be
cheaper.
Yeah.
Right.
So maybe it would be good to look at that. I'm just saying, because we've been talking about it, because it's really getting broke up.
I got to get hold of, John Wilkins, and they got to get an 1111 permit filled out before I can do any work in the state right away.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God, Mitchell.
Well, anyway, I just was just bringing that up because we talked about it before, trying to get somebody smaller.
That's not a bad idea. So
if it's
you're familiar with that road.
Yes, I am.
They won't fix the pavement. They used to pave the aprons on the end of the right of way where their line went, where their right of way went, and they don't do
any
of that
anymore.
So it's up to the towns to maintain that. But if we're going to work there, we got to get an 1111 permit in order to work in there right of way.
Yeah. You got to love it.
And up here, believe me, if he goes with that, he's going to shock.
No, I won't be shocked.
So we got to...
Bullshit.
So what do we got to do to make all this true?
So I gave you a copy of the contract.
Okay.
The 140.
So when are you thinking for cleaning, Norm? What's your schedule?
So
140 change.
Right now they got a couple more weeks and then and things open up. So
does he have an end date on there?
First of October or so.
Does he have an end date on there?
Okay, so we'll
completed by.
I can call you tomorrow.
Yeah. October or something like that.
Bossy.
Yeah. We've got a.
But didn't you tell us they had to be done?
Hopefully we'll have all our forms in place and poured tomorrow for the head walls on that culvert we just installed. Then I got
to
get it cleaned up.
It's got to be done by.
That's the way I'm planning it. So I'm hoping by Monday we'll be all done there, and then we can go from Monday, we can go up and start. I got to go up and dig safe back tomorrow so that I got everything.
So Butch is asking if you have an end date on the, you know, when it has to
be
done.
No, but you can write it in if you want.
Because you said the end of the 31st of October, you're supposed
to be done anyway.
Done by then or whatever.
Typically we stay open till mid November.
Okay, all right. Okay.
No, but isn't there rules about
this? No, the state used to have October 15th. Used to.
Yeah.
Now
weather permitting.
Global warming. No, I'm just kidding. No,
yeah. Weather permitting, right?
Yes. Now it's weather permitting.
Last year, it was Christmas.
Yes.
They were
snowing.
Right.
And then it started snowing, and that was the end of that.
I mean, if you wanted a date like that, everything done by November 1st, it just,
Yeah, don't put November 1st down there. That ain't happening.
No.
You get the reclaiming done, but.
Yeah.
No, I understand, because you ain't going to start till like the 20th, right? Of October.
No, they'll start. He's saying they can do the reclaiming.
In a few weeks.
In a few weeks.
Yeah.
Oh.
Even if the pipe ain't in, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Yeah, they'll just grind out and leave it. It goes right down on it, and they drive it right over it anyway. They go right over the top of it, right?
Yeah. That way, if it does, we do get a little bit of settling in that.
Right.
When they go through and put the top coat, they could shim that a little bit and then
put
the top coat. Right. Then you wouldn't have... It wouldn't look like 100 down here where they changed them culverts.
Yeah, that looks nice, don't it?
Well, that's typical for those guys.
All right, so the schedule for this work is like end of October, neighborhood 20th, 30th, just so we know, off our head.
Yeah.
And then I'll try to get them culverts down there changed also, because there's two culverts down there, but those are small culverts, not very deep, so a couple days down there.
Oh, down on Duso.
Yeah, and if you're gonna coplane that, grind that up.
So that would be an adder.
Did you talk about reclaiming that down there, or you were just gonna pave that down there on Old Duzo.
I thought it just paving over it.
Okay.
You know,
I might tear that pavement right out and then...
If you do.
Yeah. Because it's all broke up.
Yeah.
Well, I only thought we'd been talking that all for here, Rick. This,
right? We'll see what we can come up with there.
If it works out, if it doesn't, it's a small enough job. We just may have to get somebody else smaller. But if they can do it,
but it'll just be an adder, so we know.
Correct.
That's all.
And I can even write what we call the change order in.
Yeah.
So that way it's separate.
Perfect.
Right.
From there, especially if this is brand associated and the other one is not.
Yeah.
So I think we already...
No, you guys did not.
I'll make a motion to go ahead and sign the contract for paving, reclaiming and paving North Road.
North Road.
For how much amount?
For $140,663.80.
Seconded.
Ka-ching.
Yeah, seconded.
Clayton seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I don't hear any no's, so the ayes have it. I don't know what to do now.
That way we're following our policy about trying to get bids in.
Buyer is Eden, Town of Eden.
Town of Eden, do you want me?
Where's your rubber stamp?
You fill out the rest of it.
Thank you. Yeah.
You fill out
the rest
of it. Tim, where's your rubber stamp?
I don't know.
They took it away from you. You were going, you were smoking. You were smoking it up in there. You couldn't put enough ink on it.
We do overweight permits. They made me write it all the time. You know, he's here. He got his own little
rubber stamp.
Rubber stamp. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He was shortly after I got here, so tell me. I would have got you one too.
No, I know you would have.
If
so.
You don't mind me asking, what was the price
of your
one? $158. That's reclaiming and paper.
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to have been what we talked about.
So, same thing you talked about.
He basically looked at the contract that you kind of wrote up. Yeah. And
the same, you know, same, yep. Apples to apples. Yep. Okay, it's close price.
Yep.
The only problem he said with it, he has a hard time with the mix, keeping it there because his price fluctuates. And I said, well, we need a definite price. He said he has a hard time bidding with a definite price because the mix changes for him.
You're probably buying it where.
Can we see him? We jack it up.
No. You've been on this one? You? Okay.
No, they don't always buy from us.
No.
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 No. Depending on where they are. You know, if it's closer to an asphalt plant like Hutchins and Harrisburg, if they're at that end, they go there.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to drop to Burlington to bring it to Harrisburg. That's for sure.
No. No.
And EJ never called me back on that when I called him about the paving. I thought they were probably busy.
All right, did I get a copy of
that?
Or
I gave it to you.
I put it in your folder. There
you
go.
Thanks, Norm.
I made a copy.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Norm. Appreciate your help. Awesome. We're going to go back up to 6, animal control update.
Where are we at?
Why are you here for?
Dog ordinance. You have to look at that.
Oh, yeah.
The attorney was to look at it.
Yeah.
Did he look?
No, I didn't have a look at it. I thought we discussed that because he was part of the last one.
Yeah. We went back to the old one, basically,
well,
with a little upgrade to the state laws.
Yes, I changed state laws, and I changed it back to dog, if that's what you want.
I think so.
And highlighted is the
and
new stuff?
And changes are highlighted. Yeah.
This is the actual ordinance. Oh, yes. This is part of my 61-page attachment. Thank you, Molly.
You're welcome.
61 pages.
That's a lot. Of what?
My attachment to my email.
Yeah,
61 pages long, or 62.
She must have given you an extra.
She gave me everything.
No, what it was it was front and back.
Yeah.
So some of them were just blank pages.
Oh. Yeah, that is weird, because you're scrolling along, I was like, oh, it must be done,
you
and then there's more.
Well, you can't choose, because you're scanning it as one document.
Oh, got it.
I scanned it as one document.
Got it. Yeah, I'd be scrolling down through, reading, and then...
Blank page, yeah.
Where
I
is
know.
It?
Is
it over?
The ordinance. So, oops, go ahead.
I'm fine with the changes that they put in here.
But
basically, we went back to the 2016 ordinances and just updated it to the new standard from the state of Vermont.
Right, but we have. Okay, so if we're okay with the ordinance itself, then we have to go through this.
Yes, there
this
is.
So dog and pony show here.
60 days, we have to follow a procedure.
Okay, we have to follow.
And
that's what we didn't
kind
do.
Kind of informational. I'll have to put right. an ad in the paper. We'll post it and then yeah. wait 60 days to see if anybody's.
Okay. Okay.
Because there wasn't a lot of changes in
no,
the
no.
whole thing in there, the
no.
human thing there, and.
And honestly, the new
officer.
One was very similar to the old one, other than everything was changed to animal.
Animal instead of dog.
So yeah. basically.
So now you're not dealing with cows and pigs,
no,
horses,
cats,
chickens,
the sheriff's
cats.
Department, or the state police have to do that.
State police have to do that.
So,
well,
do we have to approve sending this to?
Yes,
yes,
because you have to amend the ordinance.
Right. So right now,
I'll make a motion to amend the ordinance as written on this day to go through to public comment.
Not public comment.
Is it?
It's public notice.
Public notice.
Okay. Clarify how I need to put that.
Yeah.
We're not holding a special meeting or anything. It's
no.
just if anybody comes
just,
forward and says, I disagree.
I don't like this. It's
I
posted.
Want this, then we can
Circle
relook
tweet.
At it.
Yeah. It's got to be in the paper.
Right? Yep.
They don't disagree.
I guess I'll second.
That's run for 30 days?
Huh?
60 days.
I have to post an ad. I'm not sure of the time frame, but then you have to wait.
60 days. Okay.
And then if nothing comes up, it automatically.
Then it automatically goes in, and we don't have to do anything else.
Right.
Good. So I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. So we've adopted this dog ordinance.
We've amended
the dog ordinance. The dog ordinance will be posted in the paper. It'll be 60-day waiting period, and then it becomes official. There you go.
And then that's at that time when the 60 days, that's when we'll update the date on the back of when it was ratified.
And then you'll,
yes.
And then you'll officially sign it then.
Right. But that's when it will go down here as ratified. Okay.
Yep.
Perfect.
Thank you. Eric Erickson, my friend up on Valley View Road. So I got a complaint from a local vet's office of multiple dogs there. They said there was a total of 7 and that there was one dog that had died and other dogs were eating on it. The dogs were all malnourished and that they had been abused and neglected. And so I called the game warden. Or actually, I called the state police. The state police turned it over to the game warden.
Yes.
And they still haven't got back to me. I called them again today. Yeah. So I'm not sure where the investigation is, if there was an investigation. I happened to see Eric today when I went for another dog call, which I'll tell you. But I saw him today, and I questioned him about how many animals he had. He said he has 2, and those are legal right now. So those dogs are good. I'm not going to go up there either without.
No, and that's not a, it's a cruelty complaint, therefore it's not in your bailiwick anyway.
So there, I'm not sure where it's at. I mean, I took the complaint because it came, you know, they called.
Yeah, understood.
But that's as far as I've gone
that's
with
what
it.
Did say
I would like an update.
Yep.
I want an update so we know just where, because I want these dogs taken care
yes,
of and registered in here. So we'll see what the,
well,
the game
you want the dogs treated right as well.
Well, absolutely.
That's the main
absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely. So hopefully I will eventually get an update on that. Where I saw Eric was at Don and Jeremy Somerset's again.
Valley there. View Road?
That's on North Road.
Off North Road. Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Where Tatro had his house. So I
oh,
went there.
Yeah, I was out there the other day. I know where that is.
There you go.
I was lost.
Quite a few nice places out there.
There is. Beauties.
Yep. Kind of like high tax bracket.
So,
at Don and Jeremy's, they were, I don't know if you remember from 2 weeks ago, I'd gone there with a police officer.
Yeah.
She was supposed to get her dog registered on the 16th. That didn't happen. And she was supposed to, she never showed up at the vet's office. She canceled. She was supposed to be there yesterday. I called again today to see what happened. She was a no-show.
Is that the one on up on Maple Lane?
Maple Lane, yeah, which is off from
South Pond Road. Yeah.
So I made a visit to her again.
copy and nice. I crossed out where it says 7 days, and I gave it to the end of the week.
This week.
That's right.
Okay, good for you.
And you gave her a written?
I gave her,
and
yes.
You gave her a written,
that's what I want.
Written thing.
Yes. She has a written warning. She gives you all the right answers.
That's fine.
So I said I will be back. But I want these dogs. She has one. Zeus is not going to be in town. That person was packing up and leaving as I was there, so things were a little hot.
Oh, well.
But,
so that dog's leaving.
That dog's leaving.
So we don't
so
care
I said,
about
fine.
Them.
Get out of here. It's Tori Grant's dog. Go, whatever.
What about the ones in Pietman's house up there?
I heard about that today.
I did tell her about that.
So that one I need to have the police officer go with me.
Yep.
And I will. I will call them again and ask them. Because we need to have that dog. If she's living there, that dog does need to be
the black dog?
I don't know.
We don't have any information.
I mean, there was no collar or nothing. He said it slipped out of the collar, but he didn't show me. Like I said, is it registered? Well, I got a collar here. Well, it's not. So you need to have it on a leash, but I mean, you got to have it registered too when rabies done.
Right.
It's a younger dog. I mean, it's puppy.
Oh, so I'm assuming
it's not a big dog. Well, it stood quite high, but it's not a. It's a young pup. It's a young dog.
Yeah,
but it.
That's
hers. Was there growling, and we were in there doing the culvert. That dog come right at running down the road right at me. I stood right there.
Yeah,
I had my grade rod right there.
Yeah,
don't worry. I'd measure her up good shape.
Don't call me. Okay.
So you're gonna.
So I will revisit her if she has not done it by Thursday afternoon at 4:00.
She's gonna need a ticket.
She's gonna get a ticket.
So I have to write
yes.
that.
That's a $50.
I wish they were a lot more than that. But
so.
And then we'll.
Do I have to deliver it or do I have to just
no,
write it?
I think you just have to write it.
You just have to write it and sign it.
I'll deliver it.
Okay,
right.
I'll go with you if you need to.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm fine.
Together, that's fine.
But
she
I just want to make sure we're not doing something out of step here.
Yeah, no,
yeah.
I
am. That is true. You're right.
Well,
okay. Oh, you're going to let her call Acer? Asa?
Huh?
No.
Okay, so just let me know what you need.
So,
hopefully. Is the game warning that you're trying to say. No, we're saying that you would just write the ticket out and have to sign it.
Molly's in first
basis
with all the game warnings.
So, yeah, I know.
However we need to do it, just let me know and I'll
figure it out.
We'll figure it out. I mean.
Greens, I had a call for there again. The dog got hit. I don't know if you remember, but
that's sad.
He had a dog there and I told him that it could not be hooked to the tree all day long with no water, no shelter.
That's the people who were here last week?
Yes.
Yeah.
Adam.
With the cat.
With the cat.
Okay.
This is their dog. Well, it's not their dog. It's her
brother's
dog.
Brother's dog is living in the garage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
They all remember.
Wow.
So.
I was paying attention.
You were.
That dog got hit
stuff up here, not much.
By a Barnes employee truck. The dog was in the road, the driver did not swerve into their driveway and hit the dog.
No, dog's in the road.
Yes, so the dog got taken to Lamoille Valley Vet. And this really kind of irked me, actually, more than irked me, because I called right up. I was not nice to them either. Because they called and tried to get Barnes to pay for it. The veterinarian did, the vet tech. Mm-hmm. She said she was a vet tech, and she was calling to see how Barnes wanted to pay for the bill.
Not how that works.
No, it's not. And I told her, I said, that's not how that works. And
not
it
since
really is a probably part of what I have to do. But I called the vet and told her that is not happening. That is the responsibility of the owner
right.
of that
and
dog.
And it used to be that it's always been that way with dogs and pets. But it used to be if you hit somebody's cow, then if you hit the cow.
Horse only.
Was it horse only?
Horse only. Horse has the right of way.
Yeah.
Still in
so if you hit somebody's horse, but it used to be if you hit a cow, you had to pay the farmer, not the other way around.
No, now for you.
Now it's the other way.
Yeah.
Now if you hit a cow, it's the farmer's fault, and so on and so forth. That law changed maybe 8 or 10 years ago.
Well, I asked for it. I said, "Did you?" Because I was.
But it's
really
always been
that
way for dogs.
That.
No.
I mean, just common sense tells you, if the dog's in the road.
but I said
it'd be different if he was backing into their driveway.
Well, yeah, and the dog would have been in the driveway. That
it's a different story, right? But right. Out in the main road, if your dog's running loose in the road, it's going to get flat. That's
and
how it works.
Do I feel bad? Of course. It's not the dog's fault, once again.
No.
But, so I called Christina because nobody else would answer me. So I called Christina because she's the property owner, and had a chat with her, and she said, absolutely not. Of course, it's their responsibility. And I said, I want your brother to call me. And he did that night.
Oh, good.
He called. He's
he didn't call me back.
You don't.
He wanted a job.
Huh?
He won't call you back?
He didn't call me back? No.
Oh, he's the one that wanted the job. Yeah.
Well, I told him we had that job up there. Good time to get if going. He wanted to work up there on the Griggs Road.
Got plenty of work.
Do you do drug testing
for drivers?
Yeah.
For if you any driver. CDL, yeah.
I think anybody should. Even running a shovel.
Okay.
So anyway, so that was taken care of. Barnes is happy. They sent him the animal ordinance.
Yes, I did.
Is that or whatever dog? I don't know which one you sent them.
I sent him the old one, the 2016 one.
So they were very happy, and it was at Andrew Tusha.
New ownership.
They're sold anyway.
Yeah.
Oh.
Barnes. Black River or something like that.
Yeah. Bigger company bought him out.
Still boring, but it,
Because he said that they have dash cameras and all of their rigs are like governed because
GPS.
GPS.
Okay.
Well, they're GPS and governed. They can't go over
the
speed limit.
Over the speed limit, you get that taken out of your pay.
But they're GPS as far as the speed and everything when they're going down the road. They can tell them how fast they're going.
I was gonna say the guy when
where
I
they are,
called,
how long they spend at a
and I got
house.
Information. He was like, hold on, let me look at the dash cam and I can give you the exact address. So he legit watched the whole thing on the dash cam and then gave me the address. He goes, it's this house. I was like, oh, perfect.
Yeah, that's
what
I
love.
But
that
all worked out.
So. Good. Yeah. All right. So
I think that's it. We just need to figure out what we're going to do about Pinkman's house.
Well, let me know. I don't know about that. But the other
one,
the ticket.
I'll talk to the police officer. I think that's probably the...
Send her a letter.
They were up there the other day, but they went very by.
They weren't up there for a dog.
Pick up with a box on it.
Hey, that's him.
Went down back up.
Who?
Oh,
yeah. The cop. No, the cop.
Yes,
the cop. That was the cop that went with her. That was
with a pickup with a...
Yeah.
Yeah, pickup. I didn't know
that
we paid for pickup.
Oh, yeah.
Nice one.
Pickups with
usually
cats.
Usually it's a crime unit type thing.
Yeah. He might be a canine that has a dog in the back.
I didn't see if he had a dog in
it. I don't think so.
Week?
I've seen him.
Yeah.
No dog?
Yeah. Was it yesterday?
Because over the weekend they had a call. I can't see. For a child that had been beaten. I call him a child, but he's in his 20s.
Well, then that's a fight.
They went right by that. They went by that location. They went by that location.
Okay.
Yeah. That was last week, wasn't it?
Last week.
Yeah. Not this week. The weekend before. It makes us want to really work up there in that area.
I can say that the cops, when I had my accident, they were also heading up to... What was it,
Square Road?
Because someone was walking around with a baseball bat at midnight.
We had somebody in the mills this past weekend.
They're playing night ball.
Out on, passed out in their car. I wish people would stop using their I'm trying.
That is not what I thought you were
going to
say.
Harold.
I had Bert
come in to go pick up a piece of culvert for me.
Yeah.
So when he got back with the culvert, Harold took him back down to the garage for me.
Yeah.
He went down through and right across the road from a woman had walked up in there. She got fired at South Pond Road and she was laying on the bank with her eyes rolled back.
Yes, I got those pictures.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I'm not a help. That's not
perfect,
unless they're not a dog.
They got back after she got that fire before she passed out the road.
Well, you'll have that.
Right across from South Pond Road, right there on the bank by South Pond Road.
Dean Mills, you mean?
Yeah.
On East Hill.
On East Hill.
So oh, at the Y.
At the Y, yeah.
Okay, no worries.
They get very far from Peatman's house down to there.
Well, she goes through the woods usually over to the other house and out through. And
oh.
They take a little trail through.
Yeah.
So they take the old dump road down.
Well.
Is that what it is?
Probably, if we can.
Time to move south, boys. Virginia, West Virginia is looking pretty good.
What's that song? Only in a small town?
Only in a small town.
That's where we need to be.
West Virginia looks
only
pretty good.
Only in a small town.
All right. Well, thank you for your assistance, and let me know on that thing.
Yeah, well, sounds good.
See what we got to do.
All right, guys. Boys. Good night.
Thank you. The health officer's all set, too.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, apparently.
You're all set with the health officer, right?
Yeah. So, yes.
Nobody's sick. No pandemics or anything.
Nothing.
Good to go.
Okay.
You got some of these orders to sign, looks like. We got too many this week. There's two there. You got to get rid of them. And there's two more. So there's four. I got this little skinny one here.
Ooh, mama. Culverts.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Price of those went up some, didn't they?
Well, we had a little bit of... I went down and picked the culverts up.
Looks like you might have had to talk to him. We had a little credit coming.
Yeah. So I went down and I picked up... Ryan went down Monday. Last Monday, picked up 40 feet. He was supposed to have 60 feet for us. They didn't have it. So I called the guy up there to... Farmyard store. He said he could get me one.
Up there,
yeah. $58 a foot difference.
Wow.
Supposedly that price was the state price that they gave us up there.
Oh, up at the farmyard store.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got a bunch of excuses down there, but they corrected the bill. So I'm wondering on these down here when we bought them, if they're not giving us the state price on these down here.
Yeah.
So I'm going to call the farmyard. Like I told them, when I called Johnson.
That's not a hell of a lot farther up there, really. In there.
They'll deliver them.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. I'm going to call up there, and I'm going to have them give me their pricing on their culvert, because I want to start changing these other culverts.
Yeah, yeah, that's what, that five right there? Or you got four?
One, two, three... four or five left to change. Yeah. That's say nothing about the list that I got down at the garage that needs to be changed.
Right.
Well, right.
We're going to change culverts from now until snow flies.
Snow flies, yeah.
You know, that's a big freaking difference in a culvert.
40 feet, $2,300 savings.
Yeah, I see that. That's what I'm saying.
It would have been, that would have been over $3,600.
Yeah, that's it.
If we would have gotten all of it, there
right.
That's, and that's what you said. It's the state price. So that's the price they give the state of Vermont and all those towns.
Municipality.
Right?
When municipality, they do in the spring, they go through and they do culvert bidding, and they get the state. It says this is the price that we're going to give you.
And so all the towns get.
And
that
all
price
the towns get that municipal discount.
Oh, cool. Well, we should be getting
same,
it.
Same culverts and everything.
Same brand, same identical. Yeah.
I just secured
it. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's not like it was a cheaper culprit.
Yeah,
it's the same exact.
It wasn't only this thick instead of this.
It's just
thick. No, I'm just saying, That's probably why Hal was there. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, I called him up. I said I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't question it.
Right.
And it weren't long after Molly got a credit back here.
Got two credits in one day. The charges tax on everything.
This is that transfer thing.
Yeah.
Nothing in there that I could find. And then this is another, you know, payroll. Yeah.
Tim, do you want to keep this? You want to keep it for your own knowledge?
Nope. I don't save any of this stuff. It's all on record here, right?
Yes.
You save it. I don't save it. I I'm at the age now where I'm trying to get rid of stuff.
So they did send you the bill for the other hose from Napa?
Yes. Okay. I called them. Jason? James? Come on.
I don't know. The ones that I deal with out there are Rich or Cody or Janelle. Usually Janelle's kind of overseeing out there.
I don't know. I talked to whoever answered the phone.
Is that Jason, the one that bought Roger Langlois' house over here on Old Dusa Road? Is that his name?
Oh.
Which one? What house?
Old Dusa Road up there, the house up in on.
No, it's Joe.
Joe? Right, he works there.
Triku.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. He's working there now.
Working where?
Napa.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are we with it with our Lister dog? Is he starting to come around to people's houses yet?
Yes, they have been for a couple weeks.
Okay, good.
Has he sent out notices?
For the roads that he's hitting, yes. So we sent out notices for North Road and East Hill.
Is that where he's starting there?
Yep.
He's, I think he's going to finish North Road and all the roads off of it.
So
Thursday.
Did he get a lot of the updates done for this year's grand list, like where the new place over there that he didn't know was up in the woods?
No, not yet.
Which place?
Where the sugaring operation?
No, because he doesn't know whether anything was there before April 1st, which is the cutoff for the grand list we're in.
Yes.
And I don't think there was a building there.
And of course now he's on stoop.
And we didn't know about the house.
That's what I'm saying.
We didn't know. I don't know. He was supposed to look
That's his job. That's his job to...
It is, but you have no way to know what anybody has.
I know.
And that's up in the trees. You would have no way to know that.
Where is
you
it?
Can't see that.
You know where the new sugaring operation is?
Mm-hmm. Right by
Harrison Baugh?
Yeah.
No, Harrison didn't buy it.
Right near you.
Yeah,
right,
he did.
Harrison is the one building
no
stuff.
That's Harrison, the owner
house.
Of
no,
Harrison
the
Concrete,
the
is the one that bought
it's
the property.
It's
Georgia
his,
Mountain Maple.
It's
who
it's
is owned by Harrison.
It's his pump station. Was his pump? They're moving the pump station down below.
Not with him in here.
It looks like on the map that there's a house and they were approved for a wastewater.
Is that the one Butch joined? Yes, I did.
Yeah,
the
one that Butch
joined.
I just want to.
I don't know.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
He was supposed to drive up there to see what it was.
It's because that's where his big generator, because that's what I can hear at night in there. That's their generator.
That.
But they got power now. They must have got right away from the people across the road.
Yeah.
I didn't walk down it. I've come across it many times at deer hunting and look down and where it looks like all the pipeline goes into it. If it's what I'm looking, that's what I'm looking at.
That does not look like it on the map.
It's a big building. Yeah.
So that's one of the, I can't say too loud, but that's one of the disadvantages of running a town like this.
A registry.
Now, if you were to have to get a permit to put a building up, is that part of zoning?
That's zoning.
Well,
does it? Does
no, you don't want it to be a permit. You don't want a permit. You just want some kind of thing that says, hey, you need to register this with the town when you change something.
Well, so the...
You're not asking permission. You're just saying you need to tell us when this happens.
Well, or what you could do, because technically, if he's building a house, technically he's got to get an Act 250 permit. Doesn't matter if he's got 1 or 10,000 acres anymore. It's if you're building a house to live in.
Only if you do a sewer.
You gotta have Act 250.
These people have a wastewater permit.
Yes.
They did.
Right.
Yeah. We just didn't know it because nothing's. We don't have any information here.
Right.
I looked it up on the state website.
Right. So how do we get somehow?
So I thought they were supposed to file.
At the very least, we would get the wastewater permit.
They're supposed to.
Notification that somebody in town applied for a wastewater permit. Oh, they're building something, so go look, right?
Yeah.
As opposed to having the town require another thing. I mean, the world is going to what it's going to go to, and the state is going to start requiring based on that business that I went to the meeting about, where they're, you know, the county plan map and where we're saying this is the center.
Yeah. Oh, they're coming on the 14th, just so you guys are aware.
Yeah, thanks. They're reaching right over the top, so we won't have to worry about this too much anymore anyways.
So it's hard to tell, but you think that's a pumphouse?
They're going to require...
If
they're going to require
clear.
There's communication that she's talking about back to town anyways.
Yeah,
right through this town plan business. I mean, I'm with you. Build what you want. So if they ain't paying attention, you get away with it. Get away with it. We'll get him next year, right? I mean,
with
these
technology,
that in there is where they're. That's the. All right, they got an Act 250 permit, so we should have been notified as the town from the state.
Yeah.
Hey, some knucklehead in town meeting just filed an Act 250 wastewater permit for to build a house.
Yeah.
All we need is a ping, a notice, a place. But she has to go look it up. The only way you can look it up is by name or person.
Yeah.
You can't look it up for. Just hey, did any show up that I know of?
Any new wastewater permit coming through the town of Eden, you should get a notice of application.
From the state, absolutely.
Or Act 250.
Yeah, any of that stuff. I fully agree with that. I think that covers our base.
Yeah.
If somebody's building a house without one of those,
at that point, you got your notifications, whether they come in or not. You got your notifications.
Exactly.
So my biggest thing is this guy here.
Yeah.
He drives around the road. He don't see something on the road. He don't do nothing.
Yeah. You gotta be paying attention. Right. That's all. Hey.
And they could be there.
You know. You and I are in the same spot as far as the Z word. I don't think it is right.
I don't see what we need to do. I don't need to give you permission to do something on your property if you want to. But now, if you go start clearing lanes and stuff like that, you got to have permits for over certain acreage.
I'm not saying they don't have something. Most of
them.
You've never met anybody next door. You've never met anybody.
Oh, my God. They've seen
anybody
come
in here.
Wetlands and all that stuff.
Why do we think... What made us think that to begin with?
The wastewater permit.
Yeah.
No, but how did I even come across that? I must have been looking for something.
So, can you...
You talked about the dollar amount, why they paid so much for that piece of property.
Yes, the lawyer called because... Or someone called and you had to look into that property.
$1.3 million for...
It didn't make any sense. And then we couldn't find the... Land use permits...
The point of all that.
All of it wasn't making sense.
The point of all that is, why is the state not, and we need to find this out, why is the state not notifying the town of Eden that somebody got an Act 250 permit in the town of Eden?
I was going to say they're supposed to.
I think they're supposed to, yeah.
Like, we just got Brandon Sheldrake and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
But he's just starting on him.
Mm-hmm.
So next year, when the lister goes out, okay, we have a little house here.
Yeah, because we got notified of it through the Act 250, just like we just discussed. That's supposed to happen. So stay talking the ball on this one.
Because they would have to change the town plan before they could do that.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to make sure because, like I said, I read it into there.
You said there was four orders?
Four orders, yes, sir. Yes. And we've signed them, so let's get going. Reviewed the minutes. I didn't see anything.
The only thing we didn't really make a motion to say that we're going to survey or do anything to the land.
We did not make a motion to say we're going to do any of that work.
I don't
That's
know.
That's a true statement.
Huh?
That's a true statement. What you
I don't
said.
Know. I don't know if that's the minutes imply that we are going to or that we could. See what I'm saying?
I can clarify.
No, I'm just asking that question. I
think the statement was made, but I think you're right. There was no
motion. We never.
We didn't vote. No, we didn't.
We didn't never voted on
it. We didn't
survey
vote on it.
He said if we've had land other things, we'll have to take and go look at it. And
we'll
we
have it surveyed and put markers in. That's when he said he didn't think that was
questionable about the markers.
Markers
so,
and stuff. So.
But we can change it to say that it was said, but no motion was made.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we if you know, if we have to.
I'm
right?
fine with the minutes the way they are, but I just want it to say
I just want to clarify, we never said we were actually going to survey them.
No, at that point.
Tim talked about it and said that we could do that.
We could do that.
Other roads and,
I'm just waiting until they finish. Well, then I'll change it.
So just make it say more like what we were actually discussing, which is we continue to have issues there.
Possibility.
You know, we'll,
I think we
we'll
need
put
to
a survey and we'll have
take
to
a look at it and get things straightened out down there.
Yeah, and if we have to do the survey, we will, and you know, that's how it is.
If we have to spend the taxpayers' money on it, then we'll have to.
You'll have to spend the taxpayers' money, and the taxpayers can understand it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't. Anyways, I'm not going to go down that.
So you're going to say for the additions or with the corrections?
Yep.
Okay. Yep.
With the corrections, second it. I'll second that.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. We've approved the minutes with the mentioned correction. And we did the bid thing for the highway. We got a
and that was 140 what?
She took it already.
140.
Hold on, I can do that. 140-663-80.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, and there was a, you know, just for the record, there was a second bid and it was more money. So we decided to go with this bid.
Yep.
Basically. And then we have some FYI stuff. There's a mosquito in here. And now he's dead.
The FYI right away.
This was pages and pages of legalese that you got to be a Philadelphia lawyer to figure out what all this means.
So did you figure it out?
No. I don't.
This is where I was saying the 25 VSA chapter 50.
Yeah. And then you got to go reference another section. And so on and so forth. The piece, somebody did a pretty nice job of highlighting you or Molly, of the pieces that kind of apply to what we're doing. About the survey, maybe. And then the survey shall be based on all evidence, blah, blah, blah. And
then it had the rods in there, what was it in there? Like, you know, it came out to what, 49 feet?
49 and a half feet.
Yeah.
And if you can't figure it out, then the existing center line will be used. That's
correct.
Right here. You know, it's not a picture from 100 years ago. It's if you can't figure it out from the evidence that exists.
Right. Yes.
Which, so this is all pretty clear stuff. I mean, this is pretty clear.
And then this article also came straight from the state of Vermont.
Yes.
They have had some issues with right of way that basically states.
Oh, the lieutenant governor is fighting them right now.
And we don't have to ask permission.
That's right.
To do anything in that right of way, we do have the right to tell the owners that they can't put anything, or the landowners that they can't put anything in that right of way. And we also, the town has the right to use that material. Whether it's there or another road.
Right. I mean, if you want to take
the material out of it. Basically, the only thing in there was the trees to ask the landowner, right, that I read.
The landowner has the right for the wood.
Yeah, right.
The wood belongs to the landowner.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And that's right
which
here.
Is what I explained to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's always been that way. Cause,
But I,
and right here, this is the important. Did you get this one?
No, I didn't read through all that.
This right here is exactly the opposite of what was discussed at the last meeting. If you want to work in the right of way,
build something.
You
gotta,
legally, you have to have, you must have their permission, the select board, to work in that right of way.
Yeah.
And that's not the other way around. It's not the town is going to ask the landowner permission to work in their right of way. So this is exactly opposite of the discussion we had last.
And I don't have any problem with somebody doing work on their property as long as it doesn't
make a mess.
Affect the road surface itself.
And it didn't say anything about that if a person had trees they wanted to cut along that edge or the right-of-way, anything, that they could cut them.
No, if they want to cut them,
it's their property. They pay the taxes on it, but in there, as long as they're not disturbing, they're just cutting the trees, you know, if they got...
Right, but if the town comes along and cuts the trees, they have to offer the person
right, that's what I'm
the
saying,
wood.
But the person can cut, it doesn't say anything about it.
You're going to be putting in any corduroy roads with logs, are you?
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And there's they used to do that.
They used to do that, absolutely.
Yeah, read that, yeah.
So anyways, thank you for digging this all up, because it makes...
In long grown the right-of-way, years ago, like the Boy Scout road up there, the culvert where the culvert lays, the outlet end of it lays pretty flat.
Yeah.
So when we get hard rains, the gravel comes down and it kind of disperses on the end of the. So every two, three years, all depending on how much rain we have, we have to go up and trench out that little thing.
Yeah.
And we, of course, I stopped by, let the landowner know that I'm going to do it. But my understanding is we have a right to maintain our culverts and turnouts on our roadway. Even though they're outside of our right-of-way, we have a right to maintain them.
Because
it's a way to disperse of the water.
Right. I don't see anything in this business specifically about that.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything either.
Is most waterways that are big enough to require a culvert that would require that kind of work are considered state waterways, right?
If it's a brook,
it's a brook. So that brook is in the purview of the public domain. It's state, and you can just like South Pond. We don't want to sell the dam because it's going to create a access. Well, if you walk up South Pond Brook and right over that dam, because that's the path of that brook, you can access that pond because that's all state.
And you can walk around the high water mark.
That's right. You can walk all the way around the high water mark too, because that's all state.
But you can walk out a lot right about now. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably down that.
Yeah, there's plenty of room around the beach. Sure.
You're talking about lowering it 15 feet.
Yeah, they're talking about cutting that dam right out. South Pond, it won't be any more. There'll be two big holes of water in them. That'll be it. Separated by that, where that island is. That'll be Gut Pond, North South Pond, and South South Pond. It'll be separated completely. Cause that's, you know where I mean, right? If they drop that much water out of there. But anyway, so... So that's.
Thanks again. That was a lot of information.
I
learned quite a little bit from that.
And I will look and get clarification information about
the Brook thing, but I'm 99% sure that's correct.
I will.
John Wilkins can help you with some of that stuff too.
Okay.
Where to look for some of that stuff.
Okay, so I will reach out and get some stuff.
Others? Well, we've been grading, but we didn't grade. We graded the East Hill and stuff. So dry right now. It was so dry you did.
It ain't.
We
can't even pack it down.
So we just turned graded the work that we did down here, graded that all up in East Hill last week, the week before.
Yeah.
And then we've got the culvert all in up there. Hopefully we'll pour the head walls tomorrow.
Yeah. What'd you end up doing? You get bolt or you got your somebody form it for you or you're going to use it?
We're doing the forming.
You are, yeah.
We put the waste blocks in there.
Yeah.
Got the main part of the walls all up, and we're forming around the actual culvert.
To tie into the block.
It's about 6 foot wide.
Yeah,
it's gonna tie into the blocks, and then we got on one end of it, we're gonna build a taper into the wall.
Battered wall up there.
Yeah, a little bit. I think that'll be all done, and then hopefully finish that up. If not this week, first next week, and then we'll move on to.
That'll make
you. I put the stop sign out.
I did. She did.
Good job.
Yeah.
Can I be a yield?
I see you got it.
talk to my sister.
Yeah.
She understood. And figured out, made sure it stayed. The sign is in the right of way.
Right on the corner, yeah.
Yeah. So everything is done there. We have one culvert up on Tree Farm Road that needs to be done. And we got one on Ethel Rich Road the other day there. Mm-hmm. Truck went over it, and it was an old plank, wooden plank bridge type thing.
Yeah.
And
they went through it?
They went through it on the edge.
Yeah.
Didn't go
all the way through it,
The road's narrowed down, so we got some culverts until the air gets changed. So.
Nice.
The price of them are real. That's expensive.
It don't take long, does it?
Yeah.
No.
Don't get rid of long. Get rid of 10 down.
That's gonna be a big one. That's gonna be a big one over there. That's gonna be. I have a 30-inch block down here. I think that's gonna be big enough for over there. But yeah, that's what we're gonna.
Well, that'd be great. Won't it?
If we change that one of the ones down here from a 24 to a 30.
Yeah.
From a 30 to a 24, so I could take that section over there and do that.
That one was still okay.
Yeah.
Over shape.
in, I donated a couple loads of stone that I had left on their job down there.
Yeah.
Colin Johnson.
Yeah. So they get coordination there.
All right, cool. Well, that's the highway. We got to ratify the addition of Brandon Sheldrick's driveway permit last week.
I'll make a motion to ratify an addition to deletion of Brandon Sheldrick's driveway permit.
Oh.
Seconded.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? You have that. Any grant business?
I do want to ask, Ricky, have you touched base with Mitchie on Blakeville? About the engineering?
Just that the last time I talked to him, he was going to send the invoice for the survey.
Which we did get that and we paid that.
Yeah, and he said it shouldn't have been very long. They were going to get on to that and get that done. So.
Okay, it does need to be done by December.
December something.
December 31st.
Yeah. All right. So the only two grants we had to finish up was Blakeville, which they were supposed to, Alex was supposed to go look at those.
Yep, and I'm finishing up the paperwork on that now. I have 90 days from the
and then we're going to finish this one up before the 1st of October. So those are all done.
Yep. And that was the only ones that you got other than that one, other than the engineering for Blakeville that needs to be completed by the end of this year.
And we'll work on getting them on North Road stuff.
Okay, cool. Office edition, I got to follow my sword a little. I looked at that old quote and all that and started to figure out, or not the old quote, the old request for pricing or whatever you want to call it. And I started to kind of chop it up, but I didn't get through it all. But I'll keep working on that.
And I'm going to throw a damper in that with some discussion that's been on our listserv stuff for additions and like adding additions to other town offices. People are running into problems with their vaults and they're not being installed properly.
Okay.
So with that being said, I did some digging on what is required
for a vault.
For a vault.
There are specifications.
Correct. There are specifications.
If it's
that
going
we
to be for
to
land
follow.
Records, which eventually it will be.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I was saying,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather spend the money
do it now.
After talking about it a little bit, I started to really think about it and started to look a little bit, and then I had to do some digging.
So for land record vaults, it has to be 4 hours heat and water proof. And what was it? Has to have the floor. Has to be grounded or structured support in the walls and structure members, and against fire, like I said, fire and water.
Did that architect must have known all that when he did that design, didn't he?
Yeah, I'm sure.
We'll have to ask him if that concrete vault that he said that. And then
I
the
think
only
the concrete is probably fine for the 4 hours.
The only thing we have to
but
do
you have
but you have to buy the
has
right
to
door.
Special stuff.
Well, yeah, all the
oh,
inside.
Oh, in here?
Yes. So
the concrete?
If you look, there's insulation in there. There's wiring for
the lights. And everything has to be.
Oh, that can't be really in there then.
It has, and you, there's some metal tubing over there.
They have to be concrete. It's going to be explosion proof. Is
right.
Oh, explosion proof electric.
Just like a body. It's just like a body shop. It's going to have explosion
be electrical.
For heat, maybe. For heat and films and everything.
So it's not so much as the walls and the door. It's the electrical.
Right.
Has to be ground. I heard you say grounded.
Bonded. We have
bonded ground.
Yeah.
Well, now, when they do the foundation now, they're leaving a piece of rebar out of the walls.
Yeah, so they can bond it.
Yeah, right to the foundation.
There is only one company that is a certified vault person in the
you're feeling good
state
about
of
that,
Vermont.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we can hire one from New Hampshire.
You could, but
which would be way cheaper.
The list they gave us, I think the next closest was, hold on, I can find it. Wasn't close.
For doing the electrical work you're talking about?
No, the vault door.
This isn't the vault door. This is installing not only the vault, like, the vault itself, but there also has to be an HVAC system so that the
humidifier.
Yes.
We don't have that.
There's nothing.
This was grandfathered.
Okay, grandfathered.
This one's grandfathered in. Anything new you got to build?
I don't know. We got to do some more digging, but
do some more digging, please, because
that's gonna come with a price tag.
Because
ka-ching.
But HVAC.
Price went ka-ching. Every time they thought go ka-ching.
They want to wish for another COVID.
How does the HVAC work if you got to have 4-hour fireproof? You know what I'm
they
saying?
Have to be. They're fired.
You got
to
have some damper
fire
doors.
Dampers
yeah,
on there
yeah. Oh my God.
I had to
so
do that.
Basically,
trash
you need a professional. Yeah, we can't just ask
trash
concrete people to throw yeah. it all together for us.
Understood.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
They can pour the concrete, but you got to have somebody design it so that everything is installed when they do their concrete. You got certain people that are going to work together.
Yeah, you got to have the right.
Right.
You got to have the place for the HVAC with the damper doors so they can install that without cutting the concrete.
So the four places, because I did reach out to someone in the state of Vermont to get a list of, because they said they can get us a list. One's North Carolina, one's Essex, Vermont, and then Louisville, Texas. And then the other one, it just says it's a vault and safe store, no installation, so we would still have to install it.
Oh, so that's like a prefab unit that you set.
Correct. Which a lot of people are actually using this Firelock company that are doing them right now in Vermont, which is the one that we liked their door.
Yep.
So
that.
They do actually do prefab or cage.
Like they just set a vault in there and then we build a building around it, kind of thing.
Well, that basically way. You would. It sounds like from with talking with this guy, like not knowing a ton of information for myself, was they would still use the concrete, but they would put whatever.
They'll do the design for you.
And
yes.
The guts. Yeah.
They do all of that.
Yeah, okay.
That was 15,000, right?
That was just the door.
That was the door.
15,000.
Yeah.
That was, yeah.
So you're going to 30. Probably 30 to 40 for the vault.
I guess the thing to do is you know what the size of your vault's going to be. You reach out to
reach
somebody.
Out
to that
yeah.
person in Essex
yeah.
and that people right there
okay.
and see what it would cost for.
Yeah, just get a ballpark for us.
Okay.
This is the size of our vault. I mean, if we can pour it in place, but what do we need to do? What's it going to cost us for you to do all the work?
Work, okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I just wanted to make sure 10? Before
we
I.
Ended up
with? I don't know. No, it was short. It was 10 by, because I thought the door entrance door was going to be on the end.
It was going the whole length. It was going the whole length.
Whole width.
Okay.
And the door was just.
So it's 24
by
10.
24 by 10.
Yeah.
So we really want to. We might want to think about that size based on this information.
The one thing that I probably do want to think about the size, you just want to consider the fact that eventually. That will fill up and you'll want to get it all into one
mm-hmm.
and you don't want to make another vault.
We might well look
no,
and see into there.
Then there's the digital.
Right. I imagine paper's slowing down, but we're still.
Hopefully
yeah.
there's less
we may
less.
Want to look in, seriously, looking and see what a lift would cost to put in here and put the vault just downstairs.
Just in the
rest,
basement.
Put
yeah.
in the basement in here and then knock
and
up
then
and
just
down.
Put it up and down.
Because
right.
they have those, we have them at the thing. It just goes from one floor up to the top in here.
A dumbwaiter. Like
yeah,
thing.
It's into there. A mobility thing. I'm just saying. I mean, it's that might, I think I'm joking.
It might
but
be
not.
Cheaper.
It might be
than
cheaper.
Propping
and,
that up.
Then they
the
don't,
air.
Right. Then they try to pour the concrete and try to get that vault
yeah,
in up
idea.
Here.
I know what you're, I know, you know what he's saying, right?
Yeah.
Because
we're
going to
get
put
away from that 16-foot walls. You know,
but I'm just saying, we're going to put stairs in here. You just put everything in, and you just put the waiter goes down. It's an elevator. It just goes up and down 1 floor into there.
No, and those aren't too bad. I bought one for down in Waterbury in that building down there.
Yeah.
And it, you know, long, and it was big enough to put a pallet in, so it was big, and it was like $16,000.
But
the
okay.
problem with that is. You have to be able to have people in your site. You can't have somebody downstairs while you're up here. You can't be downstairs while they're up here.
Okay. Well,
why can't you just not do the 2 floors and just have a slab underneath it or something?
So get,
well, we
you
talked
still
about
have to
that,
do
but
you still got to do frost
walls. Still got to do frost walls.
You can do the frost walls just where the you could do your stuff and just have your vault 1 floor.
Do the.
And
yeah,
then the rest of it have your basement under this side of it.
But we
yeah.
talked about
that
and you didn't think it was going to be any cheaper, really, by the time
well,
you get
it probably
done.
Won't.
it won't be, well, what I'm saying, if you do frostwalls, you're not going to be any much cheaper.
Won't be much cheaper.
All your fires, the room downstairs, if you do a vault that big, you shouldn't have to have another one downstairs anyway.
Right. So you'd have a 12-foot wall instead of a, well, you'd have a frost wall and a slab and then another concrete wall instead of a friggin' 16-foot wall.
You're still going to, yeah, you're still going to have a 12-foot wall.
Yeah.
But you could pour it in two.
No, you'll still pour it in one.
Yeah, get some information.
Information, so we know, okay, if we're going to have, can we buy a precast? If we can, if you buy a precast,
you swap it over there.
You lay it in there, that's done, you build your building to it.
Yeah.
So I will reach out to both fire logs.
Well, there's a thought. If that thing can go on a slab, we put that up at the level of where the flooring is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then we built. Then we put pour our wall right up to that. The front. You know what I mean? They dig and they set that and they pour the slab. Then you don't have. Then the rest of it's all framing.
Yeah.
Right. That would maybe help us.
That way there. Then you put your wall so that you would have still going to have. You just have this wall here. The frost wall. The slab would be down in here. You put your insulation on that. Yeah.
You're still. The only thing is, you're not going to have. Storage space in the basement.
And I don't think that's a big deal. It really ended there. They're still going to have all this.
Top here is what they're looking for.
You see, that's what I'm saying. And that way there, that would really make a big difference. Because we could set it around a slab.
I don't know if they make them or not, but we'll find out.
What?
Precast vaults.
Yeah, they do, because that's what these fire lock people,
they just set them
all. Find out if they can get us one, tell them what we're doing. We're trying to think that we're going to put this building down here and build our building to the have them come in and put it whatever. We'll leave the opening. They push it right up and set it right onto the thing here.
Set it on our slab.
I said they probably set it with a big crane, right? I mean,
you have to because that thing just them culvert headers.
Yeah.
11,000 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you wherever you set it, you leave some anchors, right? Set it, anchor it, just like anything.
But I'm just saying if they could do that, and then we could get the building the wall, and then we pour the slab. They pour the slab, slide down right up to it.
Because they open it precast where the precast the concrete comes in.
Even if
you just have dowels that set up where it comes right down and sets right over the top.
Even if you can't get
it. And these walls would be short even then because there'd be no framing. The walls would be right up to that concrete.
Find out what sizes you can get.
Well, my thing is so they can build smaller ones that then can expand into bigger ones. With talking with this guy.
Okay, so find out what their size is.
10 by 24 is what we're looking at.
See if they can get that.
That's the outside.
The frame.
The outside.
That's outside dimension.
Outside.
So if they can do that.
And if it's concrete, if it's all concrete, you'd have to shrink that 4 inches so you could put your foam on the outside of it.
Yeah.
2.5 inches, right?
Yeah.
Or three.
He was looking 2-inch foam on the outside in there.
Yeah, you know, if she can find out if they can make one that big, that's fine. If they can't.
They may just say, we can make you custom whatever you want. We have our forms. They form it whatever you want. You tell us if
probably
you want it 4 inches.
Probably depends on how much they're going to lift.
Yeah.
Right? Because that gets heavy.
But that might, that could save a lot of our concrete.
Short lift, but it's going to have a
heavy.
Heavy.
So that's a good idea. I like that. So I'll get more on that. I'll get more done on that. RFP. All right. So we got a resignation letter from somebody. Bryce.
Yeah. I'll make a motion to accept his resignation letter and send him a thank you for getting involved.
And I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So we're going to send him a thank you letter. Thank you, Bryce. Appreciate the help. Then we have a letter of interest, it says.
Yeah. Nick was on there before. He plans on staying in town for a while. Do we need to advertise that?
We did put it on Front Porch Forum, though. Nobody's...
Okay, make a motion.
They're short two already, right?
They're short two.
Right, I'll make a motion to go ahead and have Nick Pietro...
Back on the board.
Back on to the EDU's boards. That was kind of spelt wrong, but that's all right. I do that all the time, too.
Second it.
Butch going to second it. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. We're making headway now, boys.
I did not look over the conflict of interest policy.
Yeah, and you know what? I read it because my 62-page thing was headed in it. You're welcome. We are well within this, doing everything we do as far as I can tell. And it was, this was signed.
I just wanted you to have it because it was brought up.
Yep.
Signed and adopted in 2021. And I don't see that we need to make any big changes to it. I think that we are, all of the town's business is open to the public. And anybody that wants to come and look and check the books and see what we're doing is more than welcome to come on up. Because we're well within this, I believe. Said that right on the tape, didn't I, boys? I did read that because that felt, I felt like that was pretty important, right?
The first paragraph is when it,
it's very clear.
Well, it would come in to where Ryan works with me. I mean, but if you.
But they, I went back and looked. The select board hired Ryan.
That's right.
I don't hire the employees for the town. Yeah, but, so. But he does work underneath me, but.
Back in the day, the select board hired Ryan because you, technically, because of this, you're not allowed to hire him.
Yeah.
And you refused, like, you excused yourself.
You recused yourself from the thing. So right. So we're following the
And I can pull that minutes out if you think we need them.
No, that's fine. And as far as, as far as when every spring we go through and look at rentals, what's it going to cost a piece of equipment? Anybody wants to come and look at the books and what we pay?
We're not hiding anything. The books are there.
What we pay.
And we rent equipment, too. I mean, we
rent equipment, too.
Pink equipment. And,
but, you know, and for the record, Rick gives us a deal because he's right here, and he doesn't charge us 8 hours, and he doesn't charge us.
Only when he's using it.
Only charges us for when he's using it or whatever. So we're spending less money by doing that, and that's the. That's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
If we were paying him five times what the rental rate was at Johnson County Farm and Garden, that would be against us.
Yeah.
But we're not. We're giving everybody a fair shake at this. And if I could rent an excavator at Johnson Farm cheaper than I can rent it from Ricky, that's what we're, well, where we would be renting it.
Norm was supposed to give me a price on changing in three culverts, but he hadn't done it yet. So I talked to him last night. He said he hadn't gotten hold of his contractor.
But it's probably just well not to wait for him, right? I mean, to find out.
No, he was going to give some prices. He said, but you're not going to like the prices because they'll hire ADA. Yeah.
That's right.
So they'll have two flaggers on that site the whole time.
The whole time.
Yeah. Where we...
You do your own.
We tried to do our own. Like, we closed the road for 2 days up there just for certain hours.
Yeah.
So we could change that culvert. There's no way to change it.
But what does that put? That puts, well, flagger per day, several hundred dollars per day, near $1,000 for one flagger.
Well,
so,
you're probably paying 50, 75 bucks an hour for a flagger.
Right, that's what I say. So
that, you, because you're hiring ADA.
But you're not.
They're
not
making. They're paying 25, I think, or 30 bucks per hour.
They're paying the flagger $25 or $30 an hour. They're charging out 50 to 75 an hour for that flagger. So, and I can find out what they charge for flaggers, but I'm sure it's near $1,000 a day for a flagger, you know, like you said.
Yeah.
We have always been able, in the town, you know, if the town guys do the work, it's always less money than if you contract it out. It's just the way it works.
Well, the thing is, we're going to be able to get, Rick's got time now. That's
if he's
what
got
our
time
concern
to do
was.
It.
We didn't think
if
you were
going
to have
time,
but
well,
now.
That's a
well, story. If we get some of these other ones, we might have to try to hire somebody else to do some of those
things. Well, you know what it is? It's the old...
Everybody's busy right now.
It's the old saying, if you want it, you can have it quick, fast, or cheap. Pick any two. Right?
I was talking to another employee from Pike today. I go, what about waters down there? No, you don't want to hire them.
I know who you were talking about, too. I know exactly who you were talking about. So, I think we've reviewed the... I think we're good there. I don't see any issue for that. So we have any four-year information other than that?
You need to look at the...
Oh, this is that.
Those are the letters.
This was left over.
I don't. I just realized they were still here because they got shuffled around.
Yeah, they got shuffled. So we remember the letters we sent in support of the Lake Champlain...
Basin.
Of the Lyra guys last year, the same letter.
Two different ones, yeah.
Yeah, there's two different ones, one for the grant, one for the basin. So it's the same exact letter that we reviewed and signed last year.
Yeah.
We just got to sign a new one for this year.
Yeah. Because they're doing it on their own. We're only doing it through the
town.
That's
right.
Now,
those are the two town grants.
Yeah.
So I got a question for you.
For them,
she
for us through the town.
She mentioned that
I take it must have been Monica is getting burned out on, because I think she's
signed. I think Monica just can't commit the time for the.
Yeah, so they're looking for some more.
Yeah, so is she saying she wants all that?
Not all of it. She did ask me today if, like, I could schedule for the porta potty to be dropped off and pick the minor things.
I just didn't know how much she was trying to push back into this office.
No, that was the only specific thing she asked me about. Those are little things that are nothing. I don't mind doing that stuff.
The only other thing that got brought up was, do you remember where we put the shed when we used to move it?
The boat. We used to take it to the town beach, but.
Oh.
What's wrong with it where it is?
It's always just
there. Well, so apparently it's supposed to be moved every year, but she said they haven't said anything in the last 2 years. So she's not going to say anything.
The state.
Just in case they bring it up, then she might have to be like, oh.
Well, the homeless people need a place to live.
Well, you just have to go up to the loader and you.
Right.
We did the first couple times we put it on a trailer. And then we take and go up and leave it around on the forks and drive up the road, but then you can't see very good.
Yeah.
And so.
Need a spotter.
Well, we agreed that we would leave it alone unless they say something.
Yeah.
Well, that.
Year I was we just left curious because she mentioned the town garage and I didn't ever remember going there.
I think I said the town garage because I wasn't.
Yeah, I think you just took it down the beach.
We used to take it to the beach because it's not very far away.
Yep.
We used to go put it in the back beside where the new building is there.
Yeah, it's a state dog area. We don't care.
No.
Why did they need you to move it? Because they want you to do that.
Because it's the state.
Well, this is one of my issues with what the greeters are, what they're doing and stuff, but I feel a lot of this, I mean, they're putting it back on the town, like with that herbicides and stuff.
Yeah, state owns that
the
water.
State owns the water. Why is the town having to do all this stuff when the state of Vermont wastes a lot of money? Why don't they have somebody overseeing this?
Well,
that way there, they don't want the responsibility. If something happens, if there is contamination in somebody's well or something. They don't want the responsibility. You can say all you want that it's not going to do it. All it's going to take is one person getting sick and saying, well, I have this stuff in my well. I had my water tested.
If they have somebody that's on that side there saying, I'm testing it, you prove me wrong. I'm saying it did make it.
Yeah.
And you prove it did. That's how that
But goes. In today's world, you know how that is.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So
whoever's got the deepest pockets will have the deepest pocket.
Do we have to make a motion to sign these again? Or no?
You probably should, yeah.
I'll make a motion to sign the two letters of support
for the Lyra. Right.
No, Lake Association. Lake
Greeter Program.
One's the Greeter Program and one's the...
It's a Champlain Basin program. Grants. Okay, sorry. Got it. You got it written down right anyways, don't you?
Yes.
One's actually A-N-R and one is the Champlain Basin.
Yeah,
the
one's
like... Do we have to all
sign it? I don't think they care. But you want to sign it?
No, I don't. I just ask it. Yeah, I don't. That's all it takes. It's yours.
Your name there.
Wait, who seconded that?
Butch seconded it.
I was like, actually.
Now it's time for Butch to make
the base. I think, Butch has got to make the last motion.
Do we have to, you're going to ask all nays and yays on that?
All in favor of signing that letter? Aye. The ayes have it.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to adjourn, please.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Yes.
No nays, so you always have it.